because I believe in the power of choice and the greater judgment of involved citizens. My hope is that it will help you deal with the challenges that new technologies raise now and in the future. Introduction. It is a warm autumn morning, and I'm walking through downtown Mountain View, California, when I see it. A small vehicle that looks like a cross between a golf cart and a Jetson-esque bubble-topped spaceship glides to a stop at an intersection. Someone is sitting in the passenger seat, but no one seems to be sitting in the driver's seat. How odd, I think. And then I realize I'm looking at a Google car. The technology giant is headquartered in Mountain View, and the company is road-testing its diminutive, autonomous cars there. This is my first encounter with a fully autonomous vehicle on a public road in an unstructured setting. The Google car waits patiently as a pedestrian passes in front of it. Another car across the intersection signals a left-hand turn, but the Google car has the right-of-way. The automated vehicle takes the initiative and smoothly accelerates through the intersection. The passenger, I notice, appears preternaturally calm. I am both amazed and unsettled.